The Doc Love Show, dating and relationship tips for men. Find us 24/7 at datingwomenradioshow.com. Now, here are your hosts, Doc Love and Jeff Stevens.
It's time for another Dating Women Radio Show segment. Check out the description for what we're talking about this week. Thank you for listening.
You know how some women, you can tell how they are after the first fight? You know, people are pretty nice when you're first going out, but once you have...
Yeah, that's one of the major points of the system, because somewhere between, let's say, you know, she asked you to be the boyfriend on, let's say, the eighth date, and, you know, after anywhere from 2.5 to 4 months, there's got to be something you guys don't agree on, and I want a woman who calmly sits down and wants to talk things out and say, hey, you know, honey, you're the greatest. We're going to have different backgrounds, different values. You know, we look at things differently. But you know something? Love conquers all. So I'll tell you what, let's sit down and calmly work this out. We're going to come up with a compromise. If she can't do that, she's out.
Well, how do you get to that point? Because, you know, something...
Well, when it happens. Might happen in 6 months. Might happen after on the fourth date.
But if you go out with somebody for a while, you know, people are really nice in the beginning. Maybe she's hiding.
Yeah,
that's what
you just got to go with time. Time's on your side. If you're getting bad vibes, don't ask her to be the girlfriend.
You don't think a person should sort of like goad into a small argument, like a...
No. You're looking for a problem. That's
right.
My latest term, by the way. Looking for a problem.
Looking for a problem.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't look for a problem.
Save me some time in the long run.
No, we don't save time. You got to get time in.
All right, you know, Doc, I want to say something about this, because it always bothers me that people... Now, in the system, you're just observing that, you know, after the first big fight, you're going to kind of learn something about her. But, you know, I just don't understand why people feel like they have to have a need to argue and fight and all that stuff, because if you have a good relationship and you have somebody that wishes you well and you wish her well, and I know a guy... Right now, he's with a girl. They haven't fought in like 7 months, and almost 8 months, actually. And here's the thing, is I don't think that it's necessarily a thing. A lot of people say, well, you have to fight. You have to. Well, why? Why can't it be harmonious between two people
when two people really like each other? Fight? Because romantic love is volatile, and there's a lot of ego involved. When you have a fight with your mom or your sister, I mean, a disagreement with your mom or your sister or your daughter, there's no emotion involved. But with your wife or girlfriend, there's emotion involved. Romantic love is highly volatile.
Yeah.
Well, if you really love me, you would go along with what I want to do. I don't know why you're so hard-headed. Okay, dear, can we get married? I want more beatings.
And that's why I said exactly that. You know, the system teaches you to stomp that ego down, and when you stomp that ego down and you find that flexible giver and you find that girl that is wishing you well and you wish her well, and it's not a fake thing, you two really do and are happy for each other, then it can be harmonious. It can be good, and it is possible.
I'd say that's 10% of the relationships.
Yeah.
The other 90 are you.
Well, and it's funny how like 10% of the guys get the system.
So
there you go.
Yeah. You know what I like when people say, married people? Well, everybody argues once in a while. Or every relationship has its ups and downs. I said, yeah, but some relationships have less downs and more ups.
Right. I just go back to the whole thing. It's that brainwashing that's out there. These are the things you have to do. Like you've always said, Doc, you know, when you first meet her, give her more flowers, give her more candy. You know, that's what they say in the major media and Hollywood and stuff like that. And then people say, well, you got to fight. You know, and they make the mistake. They think that fighting means passion. Like, well, how could you be passionate about that other person if you're not fighting? Well, guess what? You know what? Maybe you can just be like, you want it harmonious with that person. You feel good when you're with them, and they feel that way about you. And what's wrong with that?
As opposed to walking on eggs.
Oh, yeah, who wants that?
Oh, thanks.
Did you like that? Get way more, like over 150 hours of audio just like that at the Doc Love Club. And we have a free trial with no credit card needed. Check it out now, DocLoveClub.com.